Civico's Phil Henry.
Hey, it's the world famous Phil Henry Show, and welcome. Good evening. We're live from the El Pacifico, as we always is, are. And welcome to our program. We have, of course, our video cast going on our website. This is the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows, well, they sort of wish they could, but they can't. And we're the radio show that the industry is still scratching its, well, I was going to say something private.
Pussy head.
Scratching their head over. Anyway, welcome to the program. Our number 87, well, they may be scratching the other direction, too. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445 is our number. We are online at philhenryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now. Thousands of hours of archived radio over there. If you get a backstage pass, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We will have later on in the program Dr. Jim Sadler returning with us to discuss his appearance on our show last night. And in an appearance on our show last evening, I sort of called him out on his expertise. He was talking to a man who had called our show who had had a laryngectomy, had his voice box removed, and was speaking to us on the air in that kind of mechanical manner that I'm sure you are familiar with. And we tried to, unfortunately, he was not easy to understand. And so we did some interpreting. And Dr. Sadler took great exception in an email to me today over how I questioned his medical and his expertise and his education. I was very frankly dumbfounded with the way he reacted to this man and some of our questions. So he's asked for some equal time back. We will give that to him. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Now today in the city of Los Angeles, there was another one of these chases, and Don Berman is on the line with us from Channel 19 News. There was a police chase, this time of a tow truck. It was a slow chase. It was some people said it was interesting in that it obeyed all the traffic rules, and there were a lot of jokes having to do with that. Winding through surface streets for over 2 hours, the driver finally pulled over in Glendale and was taken into custody. During the slow-moving chase, the driver obeyed traffic laws and was sometimes caught up in stop-and-go rush hour traffic. Police cruisers maintained a safe distance in their pursuit. Officers used spike strips on four separate instances. You figure if the guy's going slow enough, maybe they could get a spike strip. Now, why are we talking about this? Well, I'm going to get Don Berman on the line here. Because I know, Don, your station, along with several others here in the city of L.A. and all over the country, television stations use a mobile camera in a helicopter.
That's absolutely correct, Phil. And we have used Jay Day, who is our traffic, has been our traffic reporter, has been our actual news reporter, operating out of Mobile 3, which is the actual studio assigned name that we have to the Channel 19 News helicopter. But Jay has been up there reporting on not only traffic, but on some, he was there during the L.A. riots. He was there during the O.J. chase. Jay's been there and has done a great job.
All right. Now, in Phoenix, Arizona, a number of years ago, I was following the news of another chase. And I was absolutely horrified when I was watching the replay of the coverage of this chase in Phoenix. I was horrified when I heard the chopper that was being used by this particular station.
Which if you don't mind me asking, which station?
I don't know. I forgive me, but I do have the tape, and I don't even, I would be reluctant to play it, although we might be able to dig it out. I was horrified to hear this chopper hit another airborne vehicle of some kind, you know, another craft, either was an airplane or a chopper, and it crashed, and you could hear the men inside this helicopter in great distress. You heard, in fact, I could hear screaming. They pulled the audio down.
Yes.
And it was horrible. And when I go back to thinking about that, I remember how angry I was at the time, because I felt that these guys that are in these helicopters are doing a very dangerous job.
Phil, there is no question, at all, that the men and the women that fly, and we've got audio, I can, you think of the Phoenix crash, and I know the one you're talking about, there is audio of some horrible instances of on-air crashes where you do hear the distress of the people inside the craft. There was one in New York, back in the 80s, where there was, I believe, a female reporter at that time as the helicopter or airplane, I forget which, was crashing, and they stayed on the air as long as they could. There were a great many of these, and the work that is done by the people in our airborne units, covering news, covering these chases, it's I can't say enough for these people.
And well, here's what I'm getting at. They're risking their lives. These people are up there in the air, and they're risking their lives because if there's a chase like there was one today, which had everybody talking, and perhaps it was carried nationally, I don't know.
I think at some point CNN and Fox both broke in for it.
Okay, so here's this ridiculous thing, this idiot in a tow truck. So now all the TV stations scramble their choppers out there. And now you have the sky filled with choppers and aircraft of every stripe. And you've got a situation up there where these guys are, at risk.
Absolutely.
So my question is this. Is it worth it for a car chase? A guy that, some clown that didn't take his meds and he's running through the streets of any given city and the cops are following this guy. And so every TV station, because it's a ratings pop, get their choppers up in the air. And now you got, I don't know how many pilots looking out the window, trying to avoid smacking into somebody while they're also trying to maintain some sort of camera contact with this thing. Or you have some guy that held up a liquor store, or you might have had a guy.
Well, I mean, and he may be a murder suspect.
Well, all right, if it's a murder suspect, but how many of those are really that serious? Most of these things are like this guy today. What the hell was his problem?
Well, this was a... Jenny, what is the story with the police responded to? It was a traffic collision, and the tow truck driver was at the scene. There was an altercation between the police officers and the driver, and they said the man jumped into his truck and fled, and the police began to... chase him. Now, the tow truck belongs to Portola...
No, wait. They had an altercation?
They had an altercation with this guy at the corner of Magnolia Boulevard and Woodman and Sherman Oaks.
Okay, I know exactly where that is.
All right. And the police responded. The tow truck driver was there. And suddenly there was some kind of... I don't know whether the police asked him for identification, which he felt might make him vulnerable to arrest, because I don't know. Did he have a warrant out? The truck belongs to Portola Towing Company, which is based in Lake Forest in Orange County.
And in Orange County?
Yes.
And they're all the way up in the... They're up at Woodman and Magnolia?
Well, I don't know if, for instance, this was an automobile that was from... the accident was from Orange County, and maybe he was a tow truck for the dealer or for... I don't know. They might want... Maybe the owner of the car wanted to be towed back to Orange County.
Well, whatever, but I mean, this cat wound up taking these cats on a pretty ridiculous chase. Can you imagine if they'd gotten it? Was there somebody in the truck with him?
No, I don't believe there was.
So,
But to get back to your point, no one is more of admires these people more than me. No one admires these men and these women that get into these news helicopters and chase down these stories that are fast moving, that are covering a large piece of geography, that you're right, puts them in sometimes very close proximity to other aircraft, other news aircraft. And they have to watch out the window to make sure that they don't hit those aircraft, and at the same time get a good picture, a usable picture that you can use. Dean Buttram, who worked for a television station in Bakersfield, who lost his life as the result of a mid-air collision. And he was covering this. And you know the Dean Buttram story at all?
No, I don't.
Well, he lost his life in a mid-air collision while he was covering a chase. And the footage that he got, the actual camera footage that he got of this chase was not usable. It was not very well done. So you have an instance like that. The man is sending you unusable video, and the poor man loses his life. So, Phil, it's a tough job, but it's a job that they have to...
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to ask you a question. This is the point of what I'm trying to say. These men and women can lose their lives up there flying around in this congested airspace for however long. And why? Because they're following some dumb car chase.
are doing their job.
But they could die, Don. I'm asking you, as a fellow professional, is it right to have them, to order a man into the air and say, get up there, get in that chopper, and get over that chase and follow that thing, and no matter which way he's going, because the guy, these clowns go everywhere?
I think that you have to, yes, it's part of the job.
So is this really, in other words, it's not heavy news, it's some drunk in a freaking tow truck.
That man in the tow truck might, at any given point, he may endanger the lives of others. He may not.
I mean, 90% of these people don't do anything other than just lead the cops on a chase. They get out of the car, they're under arrest, and that's the end of that. And meanwhile, there's a guy up there in a chopper who could very well die. I think this thing that happened in Phoenix, it was some ridiculous car chase, a speeding incident.
I understand what you're saying, and I know it seems frivolous, but you have to look at the business side of this as well. People tune in for these car chases. I don't know why it is. I have to be honest with you, Phil. I join you in sort of scratching my head as well. I'm here to provide a service, and that is to report the news. If the viewer is that kind of an individual where he doesn't really care what happens to a chopper pilot, for instance, but he just wants to see his car chases, and that, unfortunately, is the way most people are.
And well, wait, you're blaming the viewer for the fact that somebody ordered this guy into the air.
Well, they want to see these things. People want to watch car chases. And we can't get around that. I'm not going to explain it. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not here to tell you, well, here are the reasons why people like to watch cars. All I can tell you is people like watching them. People do watch them. And we have to get someone in the air. That's the only place to put a camera where you can follow these. And so if someone loses his life in the pursuit of one of the, you know, following one of these car chases, it's unfortunate that people need to watch these things to the point where a man gets killed. It disgusts me. I get off the air some nights after covering these car chases, and I'm physically ill. I am physically ill. And I wish there was something we could do. But
well, I mean, forgive me if I'm saying something here that offends you. I'm having a hard time believing that.
Why is that?
Because you're saying, you know, people want to see this, and it makes me physically ill, but we got to show it. I mean, isn't there something that you could do?
What do you want me to do, Phil? I can't. I understand your question. I understand your concern, and I am very much in your corner on this. I am disgusted by viewers who want to watch car chases. They make me sick because, as you said, they put the pilot of those helicopters at risk. Okay, and what do I do when my job is to report the news?
And all right, well, hold on. Let's talk a little bit more about this. We have Don Bourbon on the line.
I'd like to, because I don't want the impression left that I don't care about these pilots risking their lives. And
well, you're putting it all on the backs of the viewers, saying the viewers make him sick because they demand to see car chases, which puts the helicopter pilots at risk. It puts the I don't know. We'll be right back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Don Bourbon from Channel 19 News. We'll have Dr. Jim Sadler up later on in the program as well. And some other goodies here tonight on this Tuesday night, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. We're on here with Don Bourbon from Channel 19 News. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and Don is in the Channel 19 newsroom right now. I know you're getting ready for another report at 11 o'clock, right?
Our 11 o'clock. We do four reports, Phil. We do the 5, 6, and 7, and then we do the 11 o'clock. And we're very, very happy to let you know and let your listeners know that we are up for an Emmy for our 7 o'clock.
Fantastic.
And one of the reasons I have to tell you is because we do a great deal of mobile reporting during the 7 o'clock hour, and that means our air our Air Mobile, which is the J-Day and the Air Mobile crew. Now, when they had that car chase today, you know that people are tuning in. You can't not give people what they want.
But I'm saying the pilots are up there in a congested airspace and can get killed, as many have been killed. So do you feel like sometimes they're put up there for unnecessary reasons?
Well, you say unnecessary.
Like, it's just a car chase, man, of which there are many on any given day. Is it news or is it just a way to get viewers?
At a time when a viewership is down, we have to fight for every viewer. We have to fight for every viewer. This is, especially at local TV news, in a market the size of Los Angeles, or in any other large market where you have 7, 8, 9 VHF television stations and news bureaus, as we do here, and you're fighting for every one of your viewers. And let me tell you something, Phil. I came up in this business hard scrabble. I was a reporter. I did traffic. I did sports. I did it all. I was a news director. I also was a guy that... take that out of here, will you, please? Take that out of here.
What is that?
They're making... They have... There's an espresso machine here. Who's that for?
Mr. Dean.
Mr. Dean, okay.
Mr. Dean?
Yeah, he's our general manager. Is he here? Boy, that's the general manager of the station is still here. And so I came up hard scrabble, and I had to fight, and I had to claw, and I had to do everything and anything I could to get viewers. And there were some nights I didn't come home. There were nights when I was here or wherever I was working all night, 24 hours. I was working mobile units. I was working, I did it all. So and I learned the hard way that in order to get viewers and in order to maintain viewers and maintain your position in this business, see, I'm not working in Fresno.
No, I know that you're,
I'm not working in Fresno. I'm not in Oklahoma City. I'm not in Joliet, Illinois. I'm in Los Angeles. Okay? That's like Chicago. That's like New York. That's like D.C. I had to fight every inch of the way to get here. And you asked me about a pilot who is covering a chase, and do I worry about whether he gets killed or not? I do worry if he gets killed. But as I told you, I'm fighting for every viewer. A man gets killed, a man gets killed. I don't know. To make me sound callous, I think is wrong, Phil.
I'm not trying to make you sound anything. I mean, you're saying that getting viewers...
It's very important. And I'm sorry that those people died in Phoenix. And I wish pilots of aircraft and the pilots of traffic aircraft and news aircraft weren't killed. But if you ask me, is there a choice between not putting that guy in the air and risking losing viewers and putting him in the air and getting viewers and possibly risking losing him?
You're telling me you'd risk losing him?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm just asking you, what would you do?
If I knew that that man's life was... I would find...
No, you're taking too much time to answer that. What would you do? What would you do?
I would try to...
You've got to answer. This is a split-second decision. That's how hardcore, that's how hardball this business is. Viewers, but the man may die. No viewers, you lose your job, but he lives, he goes home, he has an egg salad sandwich, whatever you want the guy... I don't know what it is you want this guy to do. And
What do I want him to do? I mean, just not die.
All right, so he doesn't die. And guess what? You get a pink slip. This guy, Dean, the guy who got the espresso here she comes again. Hold on. She's over. Scotty, what are you doing? This guy really drinks the espresso. Yeah, dude, this is the GF, okay? This is a guy that's breathing down my neck right now, okay?
Wait, is he there?
No, he's in his office, but I'm saying these are the guys that breathe down my neck for viewers. Okay, you done? Okay, well, I don't know. How many of those can he drink? That's the second espresso he's had. Are you ready for that? So,
we got a break, okay?
You got a break, all right. I'm trying to tell you something here.
I understand, but we do have to break. I'll be right back, all right?
That's fine, Phil, but I'm not... What the hell are you...
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back with Don Berman. Are these car chases worth it? They put the pilots at risk of losing their lives that follow these things. Are these car chases really worth it if you're going to, you know, kill somebody? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's four espressos, as far as I can...
Phil Hendry.
Do with what we're talking about. Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and with me is Don Berman from the Channel 19 Newsroom. We're talking about car chases. Why do our TV, our local television news, as well as national TV news bureaus and newsrooms, why do they need to follow these car chases? Well, it seems quite obvious that...
Would you hold on for a minute, because you're going to answer that question?
Yes, I'm going to answer it.
Well, because you didn't know the answer to that question. I was the one that had to...
Well, I mean, I know the answer is that gets viewers.
Yes, but you were asking that question last half hour in a manner that bespoke someone who was truly bemused. Obviously, Phil, it gets viewers. Now, I want to bring up one thing. And you said, why? What has that got to do with anything?
And well, why would you bring that up on the air?
Because I think it goes to the heart of what we're talking about. You did some voiceover work for Channel 19. You did some station IDs. And you did these back in December. And look at this. She's back. How many espressos does this guy get?
Okay, let's forget about the espresso.
Right next to my desk. All right. So, by the way, our general manager is Jack Dean. And if you don't think Dean is short for something, never mind.
Is short for what? Something Italian?
Okay, you said it, I didn't. Let the record show you said it, I didn't. But okay, I will agree with you. Look at it. Is that for him or not? Well, okay, so what has he got, a party going in his office?
Forget about the espresso machine, will you, and tell me what you're saying?
What I'm saying is the following thing. You had your attorney call our program director, all right, Jordan Jason, because... You hadn't gotten paid. You had an attorney call. Now, why? God.
What was that?
It's pissing me off. Get him in. Get him out here.
Look, I can't have you on the air if you're going to scream like that. What was that about?
It's angering me, Phil. I've got a news report to do it. Get Mr. Dean out here, will you?
Okay, I'm talking to you. I don't need to. You're talking to Mr. Dean, your general manager, and I'm talking to you about something else.
I know, but I've got to get. Hey, how you doing? Hey, do I got to have this espresso machine?
I got it. There's people in my office.
I understand there's people in your office. I'm on the air right now with Phil Hendry on the Phil Hendry Show. Okay? And every time I'm trying to talk, she's firing up that machine like you're going to do right now. What are you doing?
I'm going to get myself a coffee. I don't understand what you don't like about it. You don't like a coffee?
I love coffee.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy, okay?
Look, Mr. Dill,
take it easy, huh? Take it easy. Just take it easy, all right? Relax, relax, huh? Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous.
Mr. Dean, I'm just telling you, don't get nervous, all right? Don't get nervous. I'm not nervous, sir. All right. So, in any event...
Yes, I had my attorney call your program director because I had not been paid.
You do that, and you're asking about the well-being of our chopper pilots? I don't understand that. The money you want to get paid for those commercials. All right, don't you think those... I don't...
What has that got to do with chopper pilots being forced into the air to cover a police chase that could be dangerous for them?
I think it is hypocritical of you to talk about money you need from Channel 19 while you're also telling me that our chopper pilot up there, Jay Day, is in physical trouble. Jesus, here he is again. Hey, what's up? Mr. Dean, sir, don't get nervous, huh? I'm not nervous. You're playing with that. I ain't playing with nothing, right? Yeah, I got some people in my office, huh?
He's got some people in his office.
Yeah, I know he's got people in his office. Thank you.
Now, take it easy, huh? Take it easy, huh? Try to mess my pilot.
God. The guy reminds me of that guy, Frank Martino, in Goodfellas. So I,
Yeah, Billy Batts.
Billy Batts. He's talking just like Billy Batts. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. So that's my problem, and it is something that I think is... I just feel it to be hypocritical of you, that's all.
All right, there's nothing hypocritical, if you don't mind me saying, there is nothing hypocritical about me asking for money that is owed me by your television station and at the same time express my fears vis-a-vis your pilots who are working on those news stories. I mean, look, it is a dangerous thing for those guys to be doing. It's dangerous for them to be flying around up there when you've got, when you've got all of that air traffic and you have all of those guys that are flying around. And I think I've got, as a matter of fact, who do we have on the line here?
Yeah, okay, this is Bob Bakian.
Okay, here's Bob Bakian's on the line with us right now. Bob is a guy, as you probably know, Bob. Bob has done air reporting for us for a long time. Bob, how are you?
Well, it's Bob Bakian. I'm doing very well in the music, please.
We got to get the music, okay.
What do you mean you got to get the music?
This guy can't talk without his music. Hold on for a minute.
What does that mean?
Hold on for a minute. While we're getting his music, the point that I'm trying to make is this. You know, it's a dangerous thing, and it doesn't make any difference whether or not I am there. Okay.
Phil, this is Bob Bakian reporting here, and it's great to be on the program. What can I do for you? What the hell is this, Henry?
Don't worry about it. Bob, you have been flying for many years as a news copter pilot, you know.
That's exactly right, Phil.
Is it dangerous? Do you fear for your life?
Sir, I do fear for my life. For every time I'm in the air, it scares me. It scares seven shades of feces out of me, to be honest with you, just to tell you, just to be very perfectly honest. And, oh, my God, who is this guy?
Hold on, will you?
I'm sorry. This is Don Berman, Bob. And, Don, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, what do you mean it's seven shades of feces? God!
I'm telling you that I get very scared when I'm flying. As a matter of fact, right now, oh, my God. Look at this. Look at it. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about right there, you see.
What?
Oh, you stumbling, muttering. I know. What was that about, Phil?
Was that really? That wasn't a crash.
Yeah, that was really a crash, Phil. Are you an idiot or something? That was a sound effect that I've got a handy. See, anytime I want to take the day off, I'll pretend like I've crashed the aircraft and I'm dead. All kinds of people will get upset. But here's the thing that I wanted to say to you. Oh, come on, will you, Dean? Don't get nervous. I'm not nervous at all. Yeah. You done? That about all you need? Hey, God Almighty.
Where's Bob?
Thank you very much, Phil. Thanks for turning my music back on. This is Bob Bakian reporting.
Oh, now I know who this guy is. This guy's the spaz that can't talk guy. Can't talk good unless he has the music.
Yeah, listen to you talk. Listening to you talk, Don, it sounds like you could use your own music, too.
I need my own music, huh?
I think you do, because I just heard you spaz your way through that phrase.
All right, let's not use that word, if you don't mind. Okay?
So it sounds like you've got some sort of saliva pocket in the back of your throat. You go,
I noticed that, too, Bob, being a professional. But, Phil, the point that I'm making here, as Bob sits there with his music, and I deal with a general manager who's now on his eighth espresso... I understand that you fear for the lives of pilots.
I don't fear for the lives of pilots anymore.
Why not?
They don't fear for their own life. Listen to Bakian, you're a fruit. You know that?
Oh, come on. Just because I'm having some fun, just because I enjoy my life, just because I'm... Oh, my God, I'm going to crash. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Bob.
Right there.
Oh, my God. Phil, turn the music off, will you, please? I mean, I don't mean to tell you how to do your show, but do you think he...
No, he didn't crap. Bob Bakian. We'll find out what happened to him, bud.
You got the number?
Do I have the number? You're the guy that called him.
Well, I will tell you this much, and I don't mean to be the kind of guy who is always going on and on about what is wrong with our business. But I can tell you, oh, God.
Let me talk to this guy.
What?
Let me talk to them.
Phil Hendry. I'm just saying, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. You've been coming over to the espresso machine.
I've got some people in the office, you know. I got some people in the office. You ever done people in the office? I've had people in the office. Now, you got people in the office. I understand that.
Hey.
You. No, I got people. I've got some people in there.
You got people? You're working late, sir. Obviously, you're working late, huh?
Yeah, obviously, I'm working late. Don't worry about it. Don't get nervous. It's none of your business, okay? It's very confidential business. Oh, you know what? I forgot one more. My mother's here. You know, why does that machine have to be near my desk? Okay? Why does that machine have to be near my desk? Hold on for a minute. Hey, will you come and help me with these? I got like 9 of these, huh?
Okay.
I got like 9 of these, huh? I got to put them on my head. What do you want me to do with these, huh? I got to stick them on my head? I got to walk around like a clown with the espresso on my head, huh? Is that what you want me to do? And what do you want? I said, why does the espresso machine, sir, have to be near my desk? I don't know. You know, I like you, Don. I like to come see you, huh? I come over, see you, and say, everything's with Don. I know everything's good with Don. I know everything's good, you know? It's good, huh? It's good, huh? I'm going to make another one. Just because I like you. I like hanging around you.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to have to go, okay?
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. So now he's got to hang up on me because you're hanging around making espressos. My mom, she can't win them. If I make one with my mother, my father's going to show up, too. All right, is that it? Get that machine out of here.
You're going to be in trouble.
Oh, am I going to be in trouble? I just, you know what I did? I kicked the espresso machine over, Phil. And now one of the interns said I'm going to be in trouble. Do you love that?
You are. You're going to be in big trouble.
Ooh.
Okay, Don. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
You're going to be in trouble from Mr. Dean.
Ooh.
Okay, Don. Thank you. You might want to grow up a little bit there.
Oh, don't worry about it. This kid's been busting my chops ever since she started working here. She thinks she's the second coming of Katie Couric. Ain't that right?
You're going to be in trouble for doing that.
Ooh. Yeah, big deal. What do you want?
I got to hang up. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, and Art Griego is going to join me for just a second here. Art is a pilot. He's a retired pilot, nonetheless a pilot. He's at Santa Monica Airport tonight. And Art, did you hear the conversation I had there with Don Berman?
Well, I did, Phil, and I have to tell you that it was nonsensical, I think, but there was some... kernel of truth in what Don was saying, because we know as pilots that we feel pretty expendable when it comes to the kind of work that you're talking about. When it comes to being a traffic reporter or a news reporter while you are also operating an aircraft or a helicopter, it's extremely dangerous. You're flying at a lot of different elevations. Now, it depends on the police agencies and the aviation, the local aviation authority is generally the police. The local police are going to tell you where you can be.
Well, like the police will dictate a crime scene. You know, when they have a helicopter.
Right. Yeah. If they're chasing a suspect and they're using it, especially at night. They're going to tell you to stay clear, but I think that essentially what you heard from Don Berman was a representative of the news media that doesn't care whether we live or die. And he was trying to put it off on the viewers. I don't think the viewers get up in the morning and say, boy, I sure do hope a helicopter pilot dies. I think what is more likely is there's a station management guy or a news guy like Mr. Berman who gets up in the morning and says, I hope something big happens today so that we have the chance to cover it. And to that end, I think it's I think they don't care.
All right, well, Don Berman's back on the line here. Now, Don.
That is unconscionable. Am I on the air?
You are on the air, and I just, before you talk, I just want to say that this is simply Art Griego giving his opinion.
Well, I don't know who Art Griego is, and, I can tell you what he's saying is unconscionable. To say that I don't care whether these pilots live or die is not accurate. I don't want them to die. But I stand by what I said. I don't want them to die, but I'd rather that they not live if it means by them not living.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish your talk.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Art Griego, the guy you've never heard of.
Well, Mr. Griego, I don't mean any offense, sir.
Yeah, sure you don't.
I don't mean any offense. I'm speaking to you just the way it is. If you have to die
so that you get your contract for next year and do what? Go to Mexico for a longer vacation?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, what if I have to die for what?
If you have to die so that I get...
So that you get more viewers.
Yeah, but see, you guys have backed me into a corner now. Now, I sound like the world's biggest ass.
Well, sir, I'm going to tell you, I don't think I had to give you any help there.
And that, I expect an answer like that. I've never heard of you, but I expected you to say that. Isn't that interesting how I've never heard of you, but I just know you're going to say something that's going to be a slap across my face.
And, sir, the things you said on the program tonight about how, being a pilot and being,
I can tell. I don't know who you are, but I know you got a drinking problem. Am I right or wrong?
Wait a minute. Don't answer that.
I don't mind answering the question. Yes, I do.
Aha! Aha. You know how I know?
Because you had a drinking problem at one time. Is that how you know?
How dare you? Is that right, Phil?
That is right.
How dare you? That was something that no one knew. And
you've been on my show talking about your drinking problem and the sexual escapades and adventures with interns and young assistant producers and this and that. You've talked about this on my show ad nauseum.
No, I have. I brought up a feature report that we did.
So, in other words, you're a drinker.
I am a drinker, but I have it under control. How about you?
I'm not supposed to drink.
But you still do.
Yes, I do. I still do.
Boy, you got a pair on you to come on this program and tell me that you've got a right to live, and I don't have a right to ratings, and you're still drinking, and I'm still drinking too, but I am not, I'm not drinking and flying an airplane. All right, you know what, Phil? I can see that I'm a big hit on your show tonight. For you to make fun of me, so I'll bid you adieu, and I wish you a very, very profitable and a very prosperous tomorrow.
I don't think you mean a word of that.
No, I don't mean a word of it. I don't. I hope the two of you come down with leprosy. Good night.
Wow, that's...
That's Don Berman.
That's Don Berman, huh?
Yeah, Channel 19 News.
Well, I will pay very close attention to my nose overnight.
What does that mean?
The leprosy.
Oh. Don is a little sensitive, given his past. He's had a great many run-ins with a great many people. He's an Emmy winner, at least I think that's what he said. Is he back?
Yes.
Don, I can't keep having you back on the air if you're hanging up.
No. I just wanted you to know that there's no hard feelings, that the two of you can continue to talk about me like I'm a walking ass. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk about me that way. I'm perfectly all right with it. I'm Don Berman. A very pleasant good evening.
Is that how he talks all the time? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Don's a good man, but he does have a drinking problem. Let's get back to what you were saying. That you feel used. You feel as if there has been, as a pilot, you feel as if... What is it?
Yeah, but
I don't care. I don't want to be on your show. I don't. I could care less whether you live or die. That part is right. But Dean's here from our station management.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey. I want to apologize, you know, about the thing that I did. And I got to do another one.
He wanted to come out and apologize for the coffee that he's about to...
Well, then why even call me up and tell me about it?
I don't know. I mean, I told the guy that...
Okay, that's it, bud. No more calls from Channel 19, okay?
You got it. No more calls from Channel 19, Robert.
I'm not answering the call. No more calls from Channel 19. Art, thank you very much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil, and, you know, you have my sympathies.
Thank you. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We do have Dr. Jim Sadler for a rebuttal, I guess, some equal time on last night's show coming up. We'll be right back.
One more thing, Phil. I don't mind if you talk about me like I'm something that dropped out of the back end of a cow. That's fine. That's
Phil Henry.
I'm used to it.